Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we bring on various guests to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And in addition to that, I'm going to ask you to share this broadcast with people in your downline, people who may have brought you into the Avon business. And again, the show airs every Monday at 8:30. And if you've been following the show, you know that the second Monday of the week, of the month, I should say, is dedicated to a roundtable discussion. And so today I'm going to talk about, business etiquette. Because I have found that so many people who claim they're in business, Avon business, and they are not either answering their emails or they're just not corresponding, period, with people appropriately. And these are some of the things I'm going to talk about today to help you as an Avon representative. Hopefully, after this call, you will have a better understanding on how to communicate with members, not only members of your team, but also your customers and potential customers. Because it's very important how you come across your email, your Facebook page, your telephone messages, and so forth. So I think we have Gail on the line. Gail, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you loud and clear. And okay. I don't know if Ellen's on or not because I can't distinguish her number. So hopefully maybe she'll send me a text to let me know what number she's calling from. But so Gail, and the reason why I had decided to do this particular show on business etiquette is because I have sent out emails to Avon representatives, and I don't get a response. And also, and it's not just me, I was speaking with one of the district managers, and they had sent out an email because, as you know, we're going to have a rally that's coming up this week here, and it's imperative that with all the changes going on with Avon, that it's imperative that we respond to this email, because the fact that management may be looking at how many people are actually going to respond RSVP to the rally, our numbers are low, then that opportunity for us to have meetings will just simply go away. And I know so many of us really depend on these meetings to help us as Avon representatives, to help motivate us, to learn from these meetings, to share ideas, and so forth and so on. So I was in shock that the lack of responses. So I took it upon myself to call some people, and I was further shocked to learn that people were saying, "What email?" And I'm the type of person, I read my emails because I'm in business. I look at my email all the time because I don't know whether or not it's a customer who's sending me an order, because I get my orders via email, or whether or not it's a very important message that I should know about from Avon, or maybe it's someone in my downline may be in trouble. So, what would you say is the proper etiquette in terms of responding to an email that's been sent to you?
the number one problem. I don't think that, you know, people are doing that on purpose, number one. And, you know, I've asked some representatives that I sent emails that haven't responded. And the common thing that I'm getting back is that they have so many emails, they missed it in their emails. And my response to them is, there are so many ways, even if you're using Gmail, if you're using Yahoo, whatever you're using as your email, where your email's collected or you use as your email address, when it comes down to business, you should have an email address that you are looking at for business consistently and know what's coming in it. Now, if you have so many emails in an email address, then start a new email address. And I find that that has been, with the people I've talked to, the biggest problem, that they're not doing it purposely. They're just not thinking. And if you're getting bombarded with, like, you know, 200 emails a day, you're going to miss it. And you're going to miss an opportunity. You're going to miss a customer if you're using that same email address for all of that. So I highly recommend that to the representatives I've spoken to, get an email address that you can look at on a consistent basis for your business. And then, not worry, go through that other email however you want, but the email that you give for your business, that means to your customers, to Avon, should be separated from your email, from your, you know, or there's different services that will go through your emails and take out those emails that you, that are junk or that you don't have time to unsubscribe to. But I'm finding that a lot are not doing it purposely. They're just not thinking that this is a business. And businesses don't have junk emails. They have an email that has business information coming through on it. And how can you conduct business if you can't even get if you can't contact someone efficiently or get or people can contact you efficiently? That's the biggest problem I'm finding.
And I totally agree with you on that. Dealing. I actually have five emails. Five or six emails that I have that I actually go through constantly throughout the day. And like you said, you know, I get orders from my clients. All my Avon emails go into one email box, and I know that, you know, especially as I get closer to the time where we place our orders, then, you know, I need to start, you know, really monitoring that email, because, you know, I do have customers who, you know, their lives are busy like everyone else. You know, they will send me their orders via email, or they may even request a catalog through the email to me. So, you know, I make sure, and then also, let's not forget, this is a very important year for Avon, because Avon has, you know, is making so many changes, and in order to stay, you know, abreast of these changes, you know, you have to have somewhere where you can read or have these emails being delivered to you. And I agree, you have to have a separate email account in order to, you know, to run your business. There's just no ifs, ands about it. And then once you have your email and you receive an email from someone, sometimes I know I'm really busy and I know that the person sent me an email. Sometimes I will tell the person, I'll email them back and say, got it, G-O-T-I-T, because that's all I have time at that moment to do. And then I will star that that email, so that I know that's an email that I have to come back to read. But at least I've responded to the person who sent it to me, so they know that I actually had received that email. Doesn't mean I have to read it right then at that moment, but I'm letting that person know that I actually had received their correspondence. Any tips that you do, Gillian, when you're rushing through your day?
I think the what you just said is perfect. And I know Ellen, I love that Ellen, which is something that I've used, is that she, when you send her an email, she responds back with one of the automatic responders that says, I received your email and I will get back to you shortly. That way, so the person knows that someone will get back to them. If they email a second time, you know, you can call them back and, or you can send them a message saying, you know, we've got your email. What time is available for us to talk if you need to talk? But I think that's a big, big problem. Besides how you address emails, like you said, got it. Got it is perfect. It's simple. It's easy. If you already have a salutation in your email that goes out automatically, that's good. But it's good enough. Totally ignore, or, you know, someone, if someone sends you an order through email, or they, like Avon sends the emails that says you've gotten a new direct order, and they give you the information, and they even advise you, we highly recommend that you contact this person and tell them thank you, or, you know, make a, like, you know, some sort of introduction on that. And when you don't do that, people, this is a people business. People will go elsewhere to get the service with someone that's doing that, you know? So, you know, all of that is so, so important if you have a business. And I think people forget, you know, I was listening to something recently. There are 16 million network marketers, 16 million. I mean, and all these network marketings or these people in businesses, there are more than that in people that will find someone else that does something similar that you do that will give them service because that's what they want. And if you don't service them by even responding or not knowing how to address a response or request that they're giving, you're going to lose out.
Absolutely. Ellen, would you like to add to that?
Hi.
Hi.
You've pretty much, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, yes.
Okay, good. Actually, you're absolutely right. Even, and it's very important to have an autoresponder because at least people know that you've received. And so you're right. You know, Elon said there are 16 million network marketers. And so, first of all, there wouldn't be 16 million if this wasn't a viable opportunity to be in network marketing. But you have to stand out from the crowd. The more professional you are, the more that you go that extra step. Every time I get a direct order, even from people that order for me all the time, I always say thank you. And I ask them, you know, if they would like any samples or, I, you know, even regardless of whether they respond to me or not, I always reach out to them. And that's something that you want to be consistent about. Because what happens sometimes, people get discouraged because maybe they don't get a response. But you continue to do what you know you need to do, and eventually it'll work out.
Absolutely. And let's talk about writing email. I have received emails from helpers or Avon representatives, co-workers even, and they're writing their emails in full caps. And when you write an email in all capital letters, that really sends a message to the person who's reading it that you're very upset with them, you're angry, and that you're yelling. So, you know, be careful. Make sure, you know, you use the proper sentence form, you know, capital letter in the beginning and small letters for the remaining of the sentence or message of, you know, a proper noun. But don't use all capital letters because that really sets a wrong tone to the reader who is reading your email. Does anybody know anything else?
You have to know your audience, too. You should not be saying an email response like you're texting someone in slang or in short texting. You should never do that. But I do understand that there are millennials out there, and that's what they do. So you need to know your audience. If you're talking to someone or writing to someone that is in your same space that you get and you want to do that, there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to be very careful and know your audience. You should not be writing that to everyone. You shouldn't be doing it if it's a fundraiser because then they don't think that you're professional. You shouldn't be doing it to another business that you're helping. And you shouldn't be doing it to anybody else, I don't know, that you feel that you know, they may not understand that and take that as not professional. You have to know your audience that you're sending it back. And now I've talked to people here I talked to my representatives. I've talked to other people. I work for an insurance agency professionally, and business is business, and business is conducted professionally. But with this new age of millennials, I get it. You want to talk to each other in that way, you can, but you need to know those. That's the audience you're talking to, and, you know, not do that for everyone, because not everyone will appreciate it.
Well, you know, I'm happy you said that, because one thing I will tell you I just make a habit of doing is, even when I'm sending a text, I have capital letters, I have commas, and I know I'm very, I'm just funny
conscious.
Like that, because I feel that when you start getting sloppy, you continue to be sloppy. Even when I hire sales reps and I look at their emails, I'm like, you're not texting. You're sending an email to a CFO at a multi-billion dollar company. You cannot send a message like you're texting. And sometimes I'm beginning to think that people forget that they're actually, sorry about that, they're actually not texting. I mean, they're so ingrained, it's so ingrained to text that they shorten things. Punctuation is lost, capital letters are lost, or it's all in caps, and that is just bad, 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 bad. So, you know, I would suggest to people, really want to be in business and this is really what you want to do, keep that in mind and try to set a professional tone at all times. That way you don't have to worry about, did I do it right, did I not do it right?
Mm-hmm.
And also it makes your skills in writing much better.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And that's something you can Google. If you don't know the proper, if you don't know something's supposed to be a semicolon or a colon, you can type in the question and up will pop, you know, people will come up with, yeah, you use it this way or use it that way. That way you get better at writing. So it would help you even at your job.
You know, it's so funny that you should say that, Ellen. I just have to, just one thing, Pat, I have to say. Recently I had a whole conversation about this. But then that's why I said know your audience, because millennials don't communicate like that, which to me is in my opinion,
bad.
This is just my opinion, not good, because it's not learning grammar. But it's not texting. It's what they do on Instagram. It's what they do on Facebook. It's what they do on Twitter. It's what they do on social media. And the shortcuts and the abbreviations, they get it and they understand it. Which is fine. Like I said, know your audience. You know, I know people are taking orders on Instagram, you know, and they're clicking back and forth and doing slang and doing whatever. That's fine and good. There's nothing wrong with that. That's your audience. You're communicating with them the way they want to communicate. You get it. But when you step out of that, and if you want to do other things, you've got to know how to communicate with different people, just like knowing communicating on the phone or communicating by email. But I was down. I was very like, you know, what is this? You know, someone sent me a message on Instagram telling me about, you know, she got this order, and I didn't even understand what she was saying. But she, when I met with her, she showed me how she communicates with her people, and it made sense to her, and she's getting orders, so I can't fault that. But know your audience of how you're communicating. In my opinion, I think that understanding the English language and understanding how to write is proper and good thing to know. I get where they're coming from, but I'm just saying that, you know, it's not everybody's going to get the stuff that you're writing, and not everyone's going to think you're professional.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say this, and I make this last point before we move on. I got an email from someone at my job. Her son has a blog, and it's called The Viral Pirate, and he was talking about how the United States ranking as far as, forget about higher education, but just high school. And he was saying that people cannot write. We are ranked dead last in developing nations, dead last. And we did a little bit better, or average, with college grads. Below that, it was, I mean, dead last. And so that was one of the things they were talking about, simple math. Just all the things that when we were younger and we were taught in high school, they're just not getting. The education system is not good. I have people that supposedly went to college, air quotes, and I look, they can't write, they can't spell. So, you know, I say that to say, if you know that you're lacking in those skills, that's something that you want to take a look at. That will stop you from getting an interview, particularly if you decide to send a letter out, either a thank you letter or a letter in advance. If you cannot write a simple paragraph and not have all these run-on sentences, and that's a pet peeve of mine, I have to tell you, because I don't think people understand how much that impacts you, because the people generally that are hiring you are looking for certain things. And so even in your business dealings, if you're doing this full-time, you want to carry that through. So I understand what you're saying, but I just want people to be aware that whatever you start doing becomes ingrained in what you do, and
absolutely,
it's very hard to
get out
of
it.
So that's just based on it, yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about telephone etiquette. Ellen, I'll ask you since you're last to respond. How long should it take a person to return a phone call?
You're talking about a business phone call?
Yes.
Really, you should do it within 24 hours. Now, I know that's not always feasible, but definitely within 2 days. Because what ends up happening is the person either loses interest or they move on to someone else. So where, for whatever reason, you can't do that, just make sure that if you have an email address, you can always send them an email saying, I'm not available this time. Is it possible for me to get back to you on this day at this time or whatever? If you can't do that, if you can leave a voicemail message for them. You need to get in the habit of trying to be as prompt as possible. It's not always going to work. I understand that. But as much as possible, you should do that, definitely within 48 hours.
I'm a type of person that travels a lot, and Gilly mentioned about auto response. So when I'm traveling, prior to leaving to go on, my vacation, wherever I'm going, I put on all my auto responses, and schedule those in so people know that when they send me an email that they know that I'm out of the office and I will respond to the emails upon my return. I usually try to put something in my voicemail indicating that I'm going to be away. And certainly, top leaders in my Avon team, I may make them aware that I am traveling. And if anybody sees me on Facebook, they will see that, it's like a timeline of me traveling. So, if you're going to be away, a great business etiquette is to put schedule your responses so that people know that, the reason why they're not hearing from you directly on a timely basis is because of the fact that you are at a conference or you're on vacation or whatever. Gillen, let's talk a little bit about these last few minutes about doing these videos, whether you're doing Periscope or you're doing a YouTube video. Let's talk about the etiquette in that, and I guess I'll start you off with, if you're talking about skincare and beauty, you shouldn't, you should really look the part when, at least when doing these different videos. Gil, you want to go add something to that?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And one thing, I've been doing Periscopes now, and I'm actually trying to figure out and working with trying to get my videos, pieces of them to use to use them in different types of between blogs and YouTube and all. But one of the things you really should do is to understand that people's time is valuable. If people are willing to take the time to listen to something that you have to say, the first thing you should do is acknowledge them that they're there. If you're doing something live. Secondly, let them know how much time this is going to take, and then let them know what the agenda is so that they have an idea, they can stay if they want, and, you're going to have a call to action at the end, but people's time is valuable. Don't start talking about skincare And you're not, they don't know what type of stinky you're going to talk about. They don't know exactly what you're going to say or do. You don't acknowledge them. They're not going to stay. People's time is very short. Within 30 seconds, if you have not said something to them to let them know what you're going to talk about that's going to get their interest, they're not going to stay. And their time is valuable, and I understand that. So when I do my Periscopes or my Facebook, which I've done one or two Facebook videos also, I try to remember time is valuable. I keep it to like a short amount of time, talk about what I'm going to talk about, whatever the issue is with the skincare, and I don't drag it out and take forever to get to an end, because by the time I look down, there's nobody there. And I'll tell you make mistakes. I've done that. I've thought that I can, you know, start talking, and everybody will just want to hear what I have to say because I was going to give away some stuff at the end. But they didn't stay to the end because they didn't have any idea what I was getting to. But I learned. That's my way of learning, and that's a learning curve. But I tell everybody that's out there right now, don't do the same mistakes. That's the whole idea. You really do need to know your audience. You need to acknowledge them. You have to respect their time. Tell them what you're going to talk about, and then do it.
Very good tip. Thank you so much for that, Galene. And, you know, anything, you know, we had a half hour, and we really rushed through the email, the social media somewhat, blog, video recordings, and telephone etiquette. But, you know, anything that you want to know, you can always Google, like Google text message etiquette or Google email etiquette. Anything you want to know, just Google it. And then what will happen is that you will see those individuals who have written articles on the various etiquette, and then you can learn from that. So I would strongly, if you missed something, certainly on this radio show, you can certainly go back and re-listen to the broadcast, but also you can also, to further your knowledge, you can Google the various aspects of communications and its etiquette and learn from that. It's very, very important how you come across to your clients. Anybody want to add closing remarks, Ellen?
No, I think we've covered quite a bit of detail in a very short period of time, but as you said, I mean, even before I did the call, I actually Googled business etiquette. So there's a lot of articles out there. Pretty much anything you want to find, Google it. It's there.
Absolutely.
If you don't even want to Google it and you don't have time to read it, YouTube it. Is somebody out there doing a YouTube video about it? And there's some great information too on the Avon website. Some really good stuff to communicate with people, and they have the blog over there where you can, the community, you can ask questions there or follow things that people have done.
And if you feel as though your writing skills are not strong, one of the things that you can do, you can there's a lot of grammar free. I use the word free. Free grammar programs where you can take your sentence, you know, copy it, and then paste it into the little window that they have there, and then hit submit, and then it will actually do the corrections for you. Google has a spell check. I know they have a Spanish, they have a translation, but you know, there's several free websites that will do spell checks for you as well if you don't feel that your spelling is as strong as you would like to. So you know the key is you have to do some work, and you just can't just be lazy about and just throw anything out there in cyberspace. So I hope that you find this information that was provided to you to be very, very helpful and useful. And so with that, I'm going to thank Ellen and Galene for being on the call. And I'm going to invite everyone to make sure you go read your emails tonight, because your district manager has sent you an email I think they sent them last week, actually. And in that email, there is the top of the email, I believe, there's a link for you to click on to RSVP for the rally that is taking place in your district this week. It's very, very important. And this is also our order-taking week, so please don't forget to place your Avon order tonight. Well, it's not too late. And I think that's it. So with that, everyone, good night. Make it happen. Good night, Ellen. Good night, Galen.
Good night.
Good night.